When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's Salam Nerds. My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watson Dean. I'm here, my boy, Chad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. This is your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jath, a.k.a. DJ Ozempix.
What?
Ozempix. You know, haven't you heard of Ozempix?
I know what it is. It's the weight loss drug.
It's the weight loss drug. Wait, have you not seen Rami on SNL?
So, fun fact, I was just watching it right now.
Oh, you were just watching it? They had this entire script about, or skit about Ramadan and how there should be like an Ozempix for Ramadan. And like, I'm over here like, this is the good skit, but low key, let him cook.
It curbs your hunger during Ramadan. Yeah, I mean.
I don't see a problem with this.
So, fun fact, I am prescribed a certain medication, not Ozempic. It's actually a completely different kind, but it does kill my appetite. And so in Ramadan, it comes in handy so much.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Oh, Brown Boy Wonder so
in the
much.
Comments. Welcome, Brown Boy Wonder. What are your thoughts on Ozempix for Muslims, guys? Share it in the comments because we're all about that.
Yeah, get prescribed for a month, you know, get your daily injection or whatever it is, and you're good to go.
I don't know how it works. Like, you just dab yourself with it?
I'm guessing it's like an EpiPen, right? Like,
Yeah.
I've seen it. It looks like an EpiPen. But I don't know if it's like a monthly thing. I don't know if it's a daily thing. I don't know what it is.
The Mindy Kaling is on it. She lost a lot of weight on it.
Good for her. And
people were like, it was around the time where like it was really hard to find for people with diabetes. So it's like all these celebrities are out here and they're taking Ozempix. But like the people who actually need it are not getting them because all the celebrities are taking them up. So people were really mad about that.
You know, I keep forgetting Ozempic is actually designed as a diabetic medication. Yes, exactly. Like with how common it's used for weight loss.
I
completely
know.
Forgot it's a diabetic medication.
That's funny. Someone says, I know it has side effects. What kind of side effects? Because honestly, if it's like diarrhea, I welcome it. Clean me out.
Diarrhea is one of them.
I've been to Pakistan. I'm not afraid of a little Rhea.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Swelling in your neck, hoarseness, trouble swallowing, shortness of breath. Yeah. Okay.
That's me when I was training for the marathon. I had all those things. I should have just get on Olympics to lose weight instead of training for the marathon. That's what I should have done.
Right.
Fatima 55 says, all right, what medicine are you talking about? Because I'm on one too. She said, oh, man, that's funny. The side effects are rough. I don't know, man. It depends. I feel like there's some side effects that like I could deal with. I could deal with a few if it means me looking hot. It's like you ever see that episode of The Office where Mindy Kaling's character she gets a tapeworm and she goes, I'm gonna look amazing.
Oh dear God.
Oh man, that's so
Oh what do you know? It's weekly. Ozempic is a weekly injection.
Oh, interesting. All right.
I've pulled up all the info right here, so
it's gotta be hard to get, or like is this super easy to get because everyone's getting it for some reason?
I mean, I'm sure, like, for weight loss purposes, your insurances won't cover it.
No.
But, like, if you're diabetic, then I'm sure it's probably easy to get, assuming it's in stock wherever you are.
Well, if you're brown, all you got to do is find a relative who is diabetic and get them to prescribe and then get it off of them.
Fucking hell, Thieves.
Not that I'm saying you should do that. I am not giving you advice to do something illegal. I would never do that.
Leave it for the diabetics who need it, okay?
Yes, leave it for the diabetics. But the skit was funny. The skit was hilarious. I did love the skit. I thought it was really funny. Also, it's just so fun to hear people say, like, Yalla and Habibi and, like, Alhamdulillah on SNL. I never thought I'd see the day where, like, I would actually see that. That's so wild that, like, I've been in this country for almost, like, 40 years. And, like, I have yet to see anyone mention, like, say something like Alhamdulillah in a comic skit. That's so crazy.
I'm just still blown away by the fact you're almost 40.
I don't know. Well, whatever. Listen, I don't even need a Vempex to look young, man. I still got
that glow. No, you do not, mashallah.
Got that glow. I still got that glow. But it was really cool, man. He did this amazing monologue, and it was amazing because he slid in a little bit of that, you know, free the people of Palestine, and mm-hmm. had an amazing reaction. I thought that was really cool. Never thought in my life I would see that. That was so cool. And he did it in a way that was so smart. It was so meticulous. It was part of the skit. It was part of the monologue, part of the joke. And just well done and made it funny, but also heartfelt. Rami is a master, you know. Like, I love his show. There are a few things that I've had issues with, you know, but, like, I come at those issues from, like, a very constructive point of view. Like, hey, I think this is a great show. Here's a part where I think you guys went too far or there was a misstep, right? But overall, I really love the stuff he's doing, and I'm really, really love the way how unapologetically Muslim he is, right? Like, I haven't seen someone so unapologetically Muslim since Muhammad Ali. Like, that's, like, the last time I can remember somebody just being in their element, on top of their game, and just being so pro-Muslim and being just, like, in a way where everyone's just, like, adapting it. Everyone's thinking, like, this is something. This is something different, right? And I really, really love that about him. I'm a big fan. Toyin says, been watching SNL for years, glad to see a Ramadan sketch. Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, I am almost 40, so legit. Fatima 55, she says, one of the best SNL monologues ever, smartly done, received with applaud. The applause were really good, man, really good. And then he also put in let's see, Yoneeb, I want to see you react to Selma Hindi stand-up clips. I don't know who Selma Hindi is. I'll check her out. So the thing is, I really love the way that, you know, he also brought up the hostages. And then he goes, all the hostages, right? And if you're not, if you don't know your shit, if you don't know what's going on, Israel has hostages too. You know, Israel takes people without trial and they kidnap them in the middle of the night, right? So when he says all the hostages, that was a little side.
It was a nod, yeah.
A nod, right? Masterful, man. I really hope if you see that clip, like, share, comment, subscribe. Usually we say like, share, comment, subscribe. Our podcast for this week alone, I would say find that clip, like, share, comment that clip, because show SNL that, like, you know, being pro-Palestine and being Muslim is a positive, you know, in this late stage capitalist society, a positive form of, like, you know, a revenue for them.
I mean, for this week only, yes, like, share, comment, subscribe to SNL's skit of, with Rami. Yep.
And then next week when they bring on someone else who's super problematic, you can just unfollow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Someone asked, are we going to cover WrestleMania? Yes, we are going to cover WrestleMania.
Oh, that's like soon, isn't it?
Next weekend? Yeah. Dude, I saw a video clip of, like, an imam, and someone asked him, like, Sheikh, is it haram if I go to WrestleMania during Ramadan? That clip was so funny. And the guy, he goes, the chick, he goes, well, you already bought the ticket. He goes, like, it's a waste. I don't want you to waste it. And then he's like, there are women that are scantily clad. So, like, you would have to lower your gaze when the women show up. But then he was like, but seriously, like, I don't know where you are in your faith right now. So, you know, who am I to say to someone who just started practicing that you can't do this, you can't do that? So he's like, because of that, the fact that I don't know where you are in your faith, I am not going to say it's haram for you to go and watch WrestleMania. So I was like,
the correct answer.
I was like, that's such a nice, you know, it's like a lot of these like sheikhs are super like, but a few of them, they're coming up and some of them are very reasonable. So I'm liking to see that. Yes, someone says I need to see that clip of the imam with WrestleMania. For sure, for sure. There was another clip on SNL, and that was also funny. It's really interesting because you can tell all the clips that Rami wrote and all the clips that like the SNL cast wrote, because all the ones that the SNL cast wrote were like horrible. They were dead, no laughter. But Rami did his monologue. He did the Ramadan one, and he did this one called Immigrant Dads. And that one was hilarious. It was about like immigrant dads. One was Hispanic, one was Arab, and the other was Jamaican. And it was about how much like how they treat their daughters compared to how they treat their son. They treat their sons like shit and they treat their daughters like princesses, which is really refreshing because the stereotype that we always see is that like how Muslim moms or ethnic moms baby their sons and treat their daughters horribly. This is the first time we've seen a skit in reverse of that. So it was like a trip on the trope, which I really, really enjoy. I really, really did like that.
It's also true though. Like
it is true. Yeah.
Like when I was in high school, right? And you know, my sister and I are actually really cool now, but like I love bringing this up. I got my dad's hand-me-down Civic that was like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. My sister got a brand new BMW when she turned 16, and I'm like, oh yep, that tracks. Like
yeah. You're a piece of shit, Jazz. That's why. That's exactly. Why. That's literally what he says in the skit. He goes, my son needs a piece of shit. He's like, my daughter, she took my credit card and bought like $2,000 worth of makeup to Sephora. It's hilarious. I don't even know what Sephora is. Oh, man.
He was like, and here's my son. He spent $7 on X.com. Harami, like,
yeah, exactly. It's so funny, man. Rami had some really, really good skits, man. That guy is talented. He's super talented. And like, I know people who know him, and like, even though like on his show, he's a terrible person. His character is a terrible person. People I know him in real life say he's so like religious. Like he's actually like, he never misses a prayer. He never drinks. He never smokes. He never does anything. And he'll be like in a atmosphere with all of that. And he'll literally leave and kick people out of his room to pray. Like he'll kick out a big time agent just so he can like pray in his like green room. Is crazy. So I don't know. I love seeing somebody who's so unapologetically Muslim, because it makes me like, gives me more confidence to be unapologetically Muslim also. Oh, right. Yeah. Like I love that. It really, the other person I feel like that was doing that also, but not so much as a Muslim, but more of the Desi, was Hasan Minhaj. Hasan Minhaj was like unapologetically like Indian, South Asian, Desi. He was just like, yeah, man, we put coconut oil in our hair, deal with it, right? Like it's so refreshing. So like both Rami and Hasan Minhaj, I feel like, are doing such a great service to the culture. I really, really enjoy it. Yeah, do the Ramadan. Someone's seen my TikTok. Rami the character is always doing the worst. He really is. He is. And that's because his character is essentially a narcissist who doesn't know he's a narcissist, right? It's one of those situations. So it's a great character. I really, really love it. Rami's doing really, really well. And we're all here for it.
Yes, we are.
Yes, yes. Speaking of more representation, I know we talked about this for like 3 weeks, and I'm not going to stop talking about it, but I got to go to the premiere of Monkey Man. And it was so cool. And your boy got a job making reels for Monkey Man. They reached out to me and they asked me to make reels for them.
Well, congrats, man.
Paid and everything, bro. pain and
everything. Hey, you made it.
I made it. Exactly. Now we're only like $4,000 in the hole when it comes to our podcast. So, sorry, $3,950 in the hole. Yeah. I was so surprised that they wanted me. They were like, "What's your rate?" And I was like, "Oh, damn. 50? They're like, "We can pay you more than that." I was like, "Okay. Please do."
$1 billion.
Imagine telling somebody your rate and they're like, "No, we're gonna pay you more." I'm sorry. That's so pathetic.
Needs the answer is 2,000.
Oh man, that's so funny. I was like, this is embarrassing. But yeah, I'll be making some reels for them, so I'm really, really excited. So yeah, man, I'm part of the Monkey Man team. Let's go.
Hey, congrats.
It's great, man. You guys should definitely watch it. We're definitely going to do reviews of it when it comes out. So it's been really, really good.
Can we get any of the actors or actresses on?
I don't know if there's... I don't know. Maybe I can try. I'll let me reach out. We do have a lot of people reaching out to us. Jazz, we're going to have guests on our show like almost every week after next week, I think. Because
that's when I can fully be back. Something Quran happens.
Yeah. So like we're going to get a comedian to come on our show next Sunday, I believe. And then there's a short called Ramadan America, and they're going to hook us up with some people in that short. And they gave me a screener, so I'm going to get to watch it and it'll be really cool. And then I also got to watch a screener of this movie called Anxious. And it is incredible.
I've heard about this one. Yeah,
dude. It's from Nida Chaudhary, who you may know her as a writer on Young Justice. Super cool. She wrote the storyline about Khalid, who is the new Dr. Fate. She is an amazing talent, bro. She is such a talent.
Oh, yeah.
This movie is not a movie. It's art. It's so good. It's about anxiety and dealing with anxiety. And it's kind of like the movie Amélie, which is like the French movie that came out a while ago. It's just so well made. It's so well made. Like, I can't say enough good things about it. Like, between this movie, Ramadan America, Criteria Kya Hai with Anissa, and then we had like Polite Society. Like, these movies are, like,
all of Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel, like we're coming up, man. It's an exciting time to be brown. It's an exciting time to be Muslim. Like, it's so exciting right now. And I'm having such a great time, and I'm meeting all these people. I'm really, really loving it. And it's one of those things where, like, you know, I was really down when I lost my TikTok account, but like, I really do believe, like, you know, what's meant for you won't miss you, right? Like, something will happen. Like, I literally thought that I would never get any kind of work again after I lost my TikTok. Like, I have no clout. I'm like, you know, I don't have a reach that I used to. But like, I'm getting more opportunities now than I did before. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Hey, man. Community comes together. Like, it takes a village to help everybody.
Yeah, man. Yo, God always has a plan, bro. God always has a plan. But Anxious Girl, guys, I think it's called Anxious. I don't know if it's called Anxious Girl, but it is one of the best movies. It's up there with Polite Society. It's up there with Polite Society. Like, what Polite Society did for like an action film for brown people, this does for like a surreal, dark, like poetic kind of film. It's really, really cool. I don't even want to describe it to you guys because I want you guys to see.
No,
I want to
see it. Like,
it's so good. Josh, I am allowed to share the screener with you. I actually asked.
Yay!
And they gave me the okay. So I'll share it with you. Highly recommend you watch it. It's so...
You want to do it after this? I would love to watch it. Like, I don't know if you have it right now.
I have it, but I already watched it. Yeah. But
yeah,
send me
the link. I would love to see it.
I'll send you the link. And then Ramadan Ali, I also got the link for that. Ramadan America. I don't know why I said Ramadan Ali.
Ramadan Ali.
Like Muhammadan Ali. Oh man. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff coming out, guys. We're gonna be sharing it all with you. We're gonna be your one-stop stores for all of this stuff, so we'll definitely share it with you. So that's cool. We do have some bad news though. Unfortunately, some news this week. Actor, I believe Chance Perdomo, he passed away, and he was one of the actors in Gen V. We covered Gen V, and it was such a great show. And we're so Colby sad.
Was young, he was 27. Like 20, yeah.
He died in a motorcycle accident, and it's so sad.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, that's the one thing I don't fuck with. Like, you know me, like, I've been on top of like airplanes and jumped off like buildings and gone swimming with the sharks. Like, I don't do motorcycles, man. It's not my
thing. I know how to like ride one, but like, yeah, I don't own one for that reason. Like, it's something I would do like on a track or like a private road. It's not something I would ever trust in like an open area with like other people who can screw up.
Yeah, my best friend passed away. And he was also around 28. And he died in a motorcycle accident. Like, he lost control and he actually fell over a cliff. It was really bad. And like I was supposed to, literally the following week, I was supposed to go get my tests with him. He was going to take me, let me use his bike for the exam, and I was going to go get my tests, and I've never went back. I was like, nope.
Makes sense.
Don't need to do it. Yep. It's pretty sad. But yeah, man, that's kind of what's going on. Also, the Disney proxy wars are going on. Did you hear about these?
So I'm somewhat familiar with it, but like not exactly.
So there's this guy who basically, there's a big fight with like Bob Iger and this other guy. And this other guy's like super
Nelson. What's his name? Yeah.
Yeah. He's anti woke. And he's like, why did there need to be a movie with all females? Why did there need to be a movie with all black people? Like, fucking weird shit he's saying, bro. He's saying some weird shit. First of all, the movie with all black people was one of the biggest Marvel hits of all time. So
for real,
motherfucker, take a seat. Right. He's so weird. And then a lot of people are saying that he is trying to get two seats on the board, and one of those seats is probably going to be for Ike Perlmutter. And if you know who Ike Perlmutter is, he was one of the former boards of Disney. He's the one that got like Black Widow not made and Black Panther not made. Any movie with the word black in it, he didn't want to get made. Like, he's just fucking horrible.
Please no.
And he's all about like selling toys. He's not about like the movies. So like, I don't think the movies are going to get better. He's all about just selling toys, because that's the world he came from. He came from the toys industry.
Yeah, and I'm sure he has like stocks in like toy manufacturers and whatnot. And yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah. So people are like, hey, it's going to be him and Ike Perlmutter. So I don't know. It's super sketchy. But I'm wondering what's going to happen. George Lucas himself gave, you know, his backing to Bob Iger, which is great. But a lot of the freaking, you know, Disney fanboys and Star Wars fanboys are like super butthurt about it. They want Ike Perlmutter back, which is basically just saying, hey, let's go back to making movies with all white characters. And like, it's not going to be that great. And like, if they go back and like remake some of these characters like Iron Man and Thor, like, what's the point?
I'm like, not gonna watch it.
I'm not gonna watch if they just like make a new Iron Man. Like, Iron Man's dead. He had a good ending. Like, let's move on.
Right. I'm not gonna watch it. And like, what do you think is gonna happen? Like, oh, I'm gonna be happy that Iron Man's back. No, I like Robert Downey Jr. I didn't like Iron Man as a character per se. In fact, throughout the comics, Iron Man's very boring, and the MCU Iron Man is more like Spider-Man. So like, no, it's not gonna work. Like,
I totally get it. Like, yeah, I agree. I think the actors made those characters, because the majority of the Avengers are like C-list characters. Like, it's really it was Spider-Man, and it was the X-Men, and it was the Fantastic Four. These were the top selling characters, you know, Hulk, like all of them. So it definitely made sense. Well, that's it for, I would say, entertainment news. But like, I have some like personal stuff that I wanted to talk about.
Okay, let's go. This is the fun part of the day.
This is the fun part of the show where we get silly. Someone said, do you guys like the new Disney logo? Not so much. It's just like a muted version of the old logo. I don't know. It's kind of dumb. In fact, we could change our color to match that logo if you want. Let's change it. Let's change our logo to match that logo. Look at that. We're just as boring as Disney now.
I mean, it's more of a green. Like, it's hold on. Let me see if I can change it.
All right.
Let me see.
We're on Facebook now too, guys. You can actually watch us on Facebook. Look, someone gave us a like on Facebook. Stonewall Democrats of El Paso. I have no idea who that is, but shout out to
probably my boy Wesley.
All right, shout out to them. I didn't even know we had this feature. This is super cool. I was watching.
Oh, that's too bright.
While Jazz played.
There
with
we
the
go.
Color.
This.
Oh,
green.
That's the Disney green. See
yeah,
it?
The new Disney green. Yeah.
A little turquoisey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, turquoisey, very Arizona-ish. All right, the people who are listening to us on Spotify have no idea what we're doing.
You're right. Yeah, if you want to know what we're doing, come check out the YouTube for a bit or the TikTok or wherever we are. Like, you'll see me playing with the colors on screen.
This is at minute 25. So, you guys, if you guys want to go check it out. All right. So, I was watching this interview. First of all, let me go back a little bit. I was talking to these girls who I'm good friends with.
Whoa.
And they were telling me about X. And there is this guy on TikTok who I think his screen name is like the guy with the list. And he just makes lists of like girls talking about like X. So like,
I've seen this.
Yeah. So it will be like a guy eating a salad. That's my new X. And the guy makes a list. He goes, things we can't do anymore. Eat a salad. Right.
So, I love when they're like conflicting ones, like guys that don't do this, like guys that don't do the dishes, new ick, right?
Yeah.
Guys that do the ishes, new ick unlocked. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, there's no winning there.
There's no winning there. It's so crazy. So there was an interview with Millie Bobby Brown, and I sent it to my friends. And Millie Bobby Brown is like, her ick is when a guy uses an umbrella. Bro. Bro, we can't use umbrellas. Like, we just supposed to be out here like damp hose. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, apparently, man.
Right, everything leaves them like just with some wet ass dudes, yo. Like, I don't know. Like, they just
ripped everybody in Seattle. Like,
they want us to get like pneumonia, man.
Be a man, Neebs. Be a man. Die like a man. By getting a preventable disease.
So like I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe just a soundbite. Maybe she's just trying to be funny. So I sent it to these girls and they're like, yeah, that's an ick for me too. And I was like, no, this is real? Bro, that blew me away.
Guys using an umbrella as an ick, then yeah, that just means we don't go out in the rain. Like,
I thought
like vampires.
I thought it was very cool. Like, you know, like say like, you know, you're out with a girl and it starts to rain and you open an umbrella and you both get underneath the umbrella. Like, that's supposed to be romantic and cute. It's an ick now?
It's an ick now.
That's weird, bro. Yo, I can't do it. I give up. Like, I should have gotten married in my 20s because at this point, like, dating is a completely different animal and I am like not equipped for this. I am not equipped for this like ick stuff. Cause like there's no.
Oh, my favorite one is like when you go to Starbucks or before all the stuff, right? When you go to Starbucks and like guys would get frappuccinos, right? That's an ick, apparently.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's insane. Like, how are we supposed to get married to people if we're giving them icks for like just doing simple things? Like, that's so crazy.
I wish I had an answer.
Jazz, I can't do it. I can't. I gotta be alone. I gotta be single. You know, like finding love is like not guaranteed in Islam. Like Umar Salman came out with like a like thing on it. It's like
the Why Me series. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we all just found out that like we're not guaranteed a soulmate in this universe in our religion.
My soulmate
in our
died.
Ugh. Damn.
I'm convinced she passed away. Never got to meet her.
Could be. Maybe she's not born yet. I don't know.
Shut up. Ew. God, well, no.
I meant in the next life, not in this life.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's no way in hell it's ever going to happen.
No, like she'll be born after you die is what I mean.
Okay.
Right? Mm. Like you guys were born in different generations, like different like lifetimes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that could be possible, right? Like my soulmate could have been Joan of Arc for all I know. They burned her to the stake. We
sucks
don't
to be
know.
You, man.
We don't know. We don't know.
Your girlfriend became a saint.
Yeah.
That's rough, buddy.
That's rough, buddy. Little Avatar joke. I got that. That's good. Yo, guys, send us some of your icks because I want to read some of them because they're wild. These icks are insane. But the umbrella one got me. I was like, I had no idea that like every time I'm out there in the rain with an umbrella, some girl is going, ew, ew, David, ew. Oh, so sad. So sad.
I'm like, mostly surprised the girls you knew actually said yes to it. Like, I feel like that should have been a joke.
No. And not only that, I tweeted this and someone sent me a message saying the show Supernatural took place in like Toronto, and in season one the characters were holding umbrellas in the rain, and the executive sent them a note to never have them hold umbrellas ever again because it was emasculating.
Wow.
On the show Supernatural, like the two hottest
wow.
guys, Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, like hottest guys that you know on the CW, and like they can't even hold umbrellas. It's different. Yo, Rihanna didn't make a song telling you that she could have you under her umbrella just for this to become an ick. Like, y'all are doing Rihanna a disservice. It hurts my heart.
I don't even know how to respond to this anymore, man. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Someone says, brother, ew, what is that? I don't know if you know what that is, but that's like a popular meme on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, every time like I hold an umbrella, some girl is going, brother, ew, what is that? Like, okay, since umbrellas are not cool anyways, I might as well just go like full-blown nerd and get like one of those katana umbrellas or like a lightsaber umbrellas. Like, I might as well just go full nerd.
No, go even further. Like, you can get these umbrellas.
Yeah.
That's like essentially a reverse vacuum that puts like a bubble of air above you to push all the water away.
What? It's like an air umbrella?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Go full nerd if you want to do that.
That is insane. All right.
I'm surprised you didn't know about that. Yeah, like,
I know.
Air umbrella.
So what do these cool dudes do? What the fuck they do? Just like walk around with a
fucking... No, they don't go poncho? Out in the rain. That's what they do. They just wait around until the rain's gone.
Oh, that's crazy. That's insane. The most romantic scenes in movies are in the rain.
Yes, but their guys are getting wet.
Yeah, they are getting wet. That's true. It's just stupid because then you're like wet and gross. You look like
yes, this. And then you get in your car, and then there's water everywhere. Yeah, terrible. I know.
That's crazy. Whatever. All right. Whatever. Fine. I won't hold an umbrella for you. I'll just see your makeup get like completely smeared off your face. Whatever. I won't hold an umbrella for you.
No. You're supposed to hold an umbrella for her, just not for yourself.
Oh, damn. So, like a butler.
Yes.
I get it. All right. All right, man. I'm just gonna wear a poncho. You know, I have an emergency poncho in my car.
They're cheap.
They're like super cheap.
Like a dollar. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fuck it. Emergency ponchos all day, every day. All right, Jazz. You had a quiz for me or a riddle for me. What's your riddle? Hook me up.
Oh, I got a really cool riddle for you. All right. So, there are two doors. They look completely identical, right? One door leads to heaven. One door leads to hell.
Mm-hmm.
In front of those doors, there's a guard at each door.
Okay.
You get to ask the guards one question to figure out which way you're going. But here's the catch. One guard will always tell the truth.
Yeah.
And the other guard will always lie.
Ah, okay.
How do you figure this out?
So what I do is I kill one of the guards and then ask the other guard, is he dead? And if the guy said, no, he's not dead, then he's the one that lies. If he says he is dead, then he's the one that tells the truth.
Okay, but you only get one question. So,
yeah,
so you can't ask him which one's heaven.
Oh, so I can't ask him two questions? Should I kill this man for nothing?
What the hell, my guy?
Why do we have two guards? I just killed this man for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, man. RIP guard. I'm sorry. Stupid trolley experiment.
Of all the ways this could have gone, I did not expect you to choose that.
You're
the nicest dude. Why would you go straight to murder? Like,
I need to get him into heaven.
At that point, you get exactly what you deserve. Like,
or maybe I'll just be like, is the guy in front of the heaven door dead?
But if he's lying and he says yes,
then I know that he is not in front of the heaven door.
No, but he could be the liar in front of the heaven door. You don't know which guard is telling the truth, which one's telling a lie, which door they're.
But I know which
to.
One is dead. But yes. I know which one is dead. So if I say, "Is the dead person in front of the door?" then he will say yes. That means that's the door.
Which door?
Because the guy is dead.
Right. But if you ask the guy,
yeah,
the one that's alive, you ask him, hey, is the guy in front of heaven's door dead? And he's the liar. And he says yes. Right?
Yeah.
So then
Then he may not be lying about the dead part, but he might be lying about the door part.
Correct, yeah.
No, but he has to lie about both. He has to lie about both, or he has to lie about neither. He can't half lie. He either all lies or
sure
he doesn't lie at all. He can't half lie. Can't half lie.
But it's really interesting because I think you actually just found the actual solution, which is what you
by accident, by murder.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, what's the official answer? What's the non
the official answer is you ask either of them which door would the other person say is heaven's?
Okay, so if he's lying and the other person is saying which one is heaven, then he'll say it was his door.
Right.
And then if it's the other one, he'll also say his door because he's telling the truth.
Yeah, so then you go to the opposite door.
Ah, so you always go to the opposite door. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ah, got it.
Why did you go to murder, my guy?
You know, I think this umbrella thing has really gotten to me. First of all, are the guards holding an umbrella? Because then I'm not going to either door. Because they both just gave me the ick.
What the hell?
Wait, what made you ask me this weird-ass question?
I don't know. I was like, you know what? Let's just do like some fun riddles like on a weekly show. And I just did not expect this outcome. Like,
oh man, that's funny. It was so weird. You were like, hey, I got a riddle for you. You were so excited about it.
Yeah.
All right, that's fun. All right, let's do some more fun stuff. We got 10 more minutes, so what we'll do is what we always do in the last 10 minutes of our episodes. We do, oh my God, fun facts, where we react to fun facts. You ready, Jazz?
Sure. Right. I mean, fuck, at this point, anything's going to go, right? Like,
All right. Someone says umbrella murder mystery. Oh, that's funny. All right. As an adult, you have more than 20 square feet of skin on your body. Mm-hmm. And about the same square footage as a blanket for a queen size bed. So I could probably make a queen size bed blanket out of your skin, dude.
That is not where I expected you to go either. I was like, I could wrap a queen size blanket all over you, like, and that'd be fine. But what? You're going to make a blanket out of my skin?
Yes.
Neebs, What is wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying that. I don't know. That's where my brain went.
Holy shit.
Your skin is the size of, it can be stretched out to a queen size bed. That's crazy. That's huge. That's a lot of skin, bro. That's a lot of skin.
I'm out. Wait.
No, don't be out. We got more to do. We just started.
Okay. Okay.
A 9-banded armadillo always gives birth to identical quadruplets.
Oh, that makes sense.
Why? What do you mean? Why does that make sense? What the hell? The 9-banded armadillo? Like, he has 9 armbands?
No, like 9 rings, like the tattoo kind of things.
And armadillos have tattoos?
Yeah, like they're different colors, like with their scales and whatnot.
What? I may not know what an armadillo is. Hold on, I might need to look this up.
They have, like, you know how armadillos fold up, right?
Yeah.
And so they have like different layers of scales.
Yeah.
Like kind of like armor.
Armadillo folds up.
Yeah, they'll change colors, and there are 9 of them, right? Like 9 little folds.
Oh, it's like a little accordion thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
What did you think an armadillo was?
I don't know, like a possum?
Fuck.
I don't know. Armadillo, quesadillo, it's all the same to me.
I want you to go to Taco Bell and order an armadillo one day and see what happens.
Can you get an armadillo? Someone said our intestines are also pretty long. Yeah, they're super long. I think like a mile or something, right?
No.
What? Hold on, let me see. Let me ask Google. Okay, Google. How long is our intestines if we stretch them out?
15 feet, my guy.
Oh, that's way shorter.
Where the hell did you get a mile? Like,
I don't know. It just sounded like a Snapple fact.
I mean, maybe like the blood vessels in our body, if we laid them like end to end, would be like something massive, but like,
okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. All right. About 30,000 Americans are injured by toilets every year.
Oh, that tracks.
So like, do they like fall out of their shower and hit the toilet? Is that what they're thinking? Or does like, and a toilet attacks them?
Oh, for sure. The toilet just like gets up and just, you know, grabs a little toilet wand and just starts smashing someone's head in. Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God. That is crazy. Injured by toilets. That's. I would think like they run into it or they fall onto it. It's got to be one of those, right?
They're on the seat. The seat breaks. They fall into the thing.
That's a really bad toilet if your seat breaks. You know, I put together a toilet from scratch. Like, I'm a handyman. Like, I'd be doing that.
Yeah, not
shit.
That hard to do it.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's a little hard. Not that hard. I mean, not that hard, but it's a little hard. It's a hole in the ground. You got to do it from scratch.
It's not that hard, Neebs.
I mean, if you follow the directions and you have the patience and you have the tools, it's not that hard. But, like, you can't just do it.
Yeah, the hardest part was a flush mechanism. Like, aside from that, it's actually pretty straightforward.
Yeah, not too bad. The caulking also was a little tricky. All right. Currently, there are approximately 752 million domestic pigs worldwide, and 406 million of which can be found in China. Damn, China, that's a lot of pigs.
Domestic pigs are so cute.
Really? Oh, so you don't eat them?
They're domestic pigs, Neebs, like the little teacup pigs. They don't even have a lot of meat on them.
Oh, then what's the point of them?
Neebs, did you honestly think people are keeping like giant ass hogs in their like home or something? Like,
for a second, yeah. I mean, it's China. Like, well, I don't know. They're really smart. They're smarter than dogs.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They make great pets. Yes, pigs are very smart. Yeah. It's part of the reason we can't eat them, because it's so human-like.
Yeah, it is kind of human like this gross. Although they eat anything, they're like humish garbage disposals. They'll eat their own poop. Mm-hmm. Like, you put like, the people used to like throw dead bodies in there and the pigs would like disintegrate them.
Good to know.
Oh, Toyin says blood cells wrap around the earth, I think. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, so I did look it up. Your blood vessels are like 60,000 miles long and the earth's like 40,000 miles around, or kilometers, can't remember which one. And so, yeah.
See, I'm smart. I know things. I just know wrong things.
You're halfway there, I guess.
I'm like a Bon Jovi song, man. I'm like half right all the time. We're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer. All right, let's do this. Someone says pig kidney transplants. Yeah, you can get a pig kidney transplant. That's crazy. And a pig heart, too. They're wild. All right. Mr. Potato Head was the first toy advertised on television in 1952. Damn.
We've come a long way, man.
Mr. Potato Head.
Actually, you know what I miss, man?
What?
I miss, like, I mean, now actually lately I can't say, you know, I miss Nickelodeon and whatnot after all the bullshit we just saw.
Oh, yeah, that was gross.
But at the time, I really loved the commercials and how they were so kid-focused.
Yeah.
Like, show me the latest in Super Soaker technology. Like, this is what I'm here for. I miss when life was easy and we just had, like, the most simple things on TV, you know?
That is true. That is true. And you always find out, like, what cereal had the coolest prizes, which was really fun. They don't even put prizes in cereals anymore, man. Kids can choke on them. Isn't that sad?
I mean, what did we go through? Like,
I don't know what we went through.
Was it not a choking hazard for us? It was, yeah, obviously.
We grew up almost choking on cereals, but now we can't have umbrellas. This is where we've come to. All right.
God damn.
All right. Caffeine is more addictive than marijuana. I don't know why I said it that way, but yes.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Caffeine is more addictive than marijuana.
Caffeine. I need to fact check this one.
If that's true, then I should probably switch.
Oh, yeah. That's actually completely true.
That's crazy. I feel like nicotine, too, is probably more addictive than, because I know some people that can't stop doing hookah. Like, I know people who've done hookah when they're pregnant. Like, it's bad. Hookah is
insane. What?
They haven't done hookah, but they'll be, like, around hookah. And I'm like, come on, man. That's, like, not better.
It's really not. Secondhand smoke is a real problem.
Yeah.
Yo, like, I mean, some hookah bars here in Houston are wild, man. Like,
yeah, you guys are known for hookah bars.
Oh, my God. Like, everyone I go to, they have a kids playing area.
That's crazy. Do they also have Ramadan specials?
Yes, they do. They also have Iftari specials, Sahur specials. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you see the meme that I posted on my TikTok and my Instagram about that bar having a Ramadan special for tequila? It's wild.
Hey, man. You got to do what you got to do to make that money, right?
Listen, Ramadan special should be the other way around. It should charge you more because these are vices and bad things, and you shouldn't be doing them. So they should make the price more. That's how Ramadan work, right?
You're right. If it's a vice, it should be more expensive, yeah.
That's how I would do it at my store.
Go to a vape shop, you know, Ramadan everything special. Everything's double the price, yeah.
And they're like, why is it so expensive? Ramadan, brother.
Oh, you're not Muslim? Okay, we're back to half price.
Yeah. We'll haggle with the non-Muslims, with the non-Muzzies. All right. It takes 12 bees their entire lifetime to collectively produce just one tablespoon of honey. All that work. What was it good for?
Poor bees.
Damn. Their entire life for a tablespoon of honey?
Yeah.
How do we get so much honey then? Wait, are their lifelines just like very short? Is that why?
I mean, I don't know too much about bees themselves.
You mind your own bees wax? Is that why?
Nice. No, but my buddy Cody, he has an apiary in his backyard.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, a bee farm. And so, you know, he'll keep bees, but there are like hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in his backyard.
They only live 30 days, bro. Bees only live from 30 to 60 days. No wonder. Yeah, that's not a lot. I thought these motherfuckers were working for 30 years, about to hit retirement, about to get Social Security, and all they did was make like a teaspoon of honey.
No, something like that.
Okay. Damn, yo. These poor bees. I wish they gave these bees Social Security. That's just crazy. We're going to be in the same boat. We're not going to get Social Security. We're basically bees.
I know how easy it is to fix Social Security, but, you know, a lot of rich people don't like the idea.
Okay.
Did you know, like, you only get taxed on Social Security up to the first $117,000 that you make, and after that, you don't pay anything for Social Security?
No, I did not know that.
So, proportionally speaking, the less money you make, the more you pay into Social Security, and the more money you make yearly, you pay less in Social Security once you reach a certain threshold.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bananas. Our country is screwed up.
No, honestly, if they got rid of the cap for Social Security, problems would be fixed so quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, bust that cap open. Bust a cap.
Right. Honestly. Bust a cap. Like, why should a billionaire pay less proportionally into Social Security than someone, you know, like the average person who's making, you know, $40,000 a year?
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wild. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everything's screwed up. All right. Well, all right. We got time for one more fact?
Yeah.
All right. Early designs for Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear revealed that the action figure was originally going to be called Lunar Larry.
Huh.
Lunar Larry.
I wonder why that didn't stick.
No. I don't like this fact. Let's do one more. I want to end on a high.
Yeah. That was a weird one. Yeah, I was like, okay, that's meh.
That was freaking lame. All right. Maine is not the easternmost state in the United States. Alaska is the easternmost and the westernmost state in the United States, as well as...
Oh, because it crosses the date line with that island.
Wait, what? What does that even mean?
Okay. So there's an actual meridian. Is it meridian?
Oh, it's that island, the Domiaga, what it's called?
I don't know what the island's called, right? But anyways, it's essentially that divides the eastern and western hemispheres, right?
Yeah.
And Alaska has, like, that is an archipelago trail thing at the very end, where, like, all those little islands, one of them is far enough west that it's actually east.
Yeah. I think it's called Diomide. There's Little Diomide and Regular Diomide.
Yes.
And yeah, and one of them is so close to Russia that when the water actually freezes, you can walk to Russia because it's only 2 miles.
Right, yeah. And so that's what it is. Like, one island is so far west, it's east.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. So far west that is east. That's like poetic.
Honest to God, man. Like, think about it. Like, if you were to go from LA to Tokyo, right?
Yeah.
You're flying westbound, but you end up in the east.
That is true. Also, if you go from Little Demo to Big Demo, you actually are a time traveler because you actually go into the future.
Yeah. Yeah. You go a day forward, yeah.
That's wild. That's insane. Mm-hmm. That is very cool. I like that one. That one was fun. All right, man. That was a good episode. Thank you guys for joining us, man. We love talking to you guys about current events. We love talking to you guys about our fun facts and stuff that's happening.
I learned a lot about you today, Neebs.
What, the murder is always an option? Yeah, of course.
Fucking hell, my guy.
Jazz, murder is an option. Umbrellas are not. That's what we've learned on today's episode. That's what we've learned. Oh, man. All right. Check us out this week. We'll be doing an episode on X-Men. We'll probably be doing an episode on Invincible. No Bachelor, no reality shows this week. I don't think they come back until summer. And then we will have a comedian on next week, on next Sunday. So we'll be looking forward to that. That's
and then WrestleMania at some point.
And then we'll do WrestleMania. Yeah, that'll be fun. So tune in to Salam Weekly.
Wait.
What?
Is WrestleMania next weekend?
It may be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hopefully we do it Monday then, or Tuesday.
Yeah, we have to do it Monday because WrestleMania is 2 days. It's Saturday, Sunday, so we'd have to do it Monday.
Oh, no, we can't.
Why not?
Because I'm going to be out of town for the solar eclipse.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Tuesday.
Well, yeah, we'll do it Tuesday then. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah, if you do it Tuesday, then we can do WrestleMania and the following Monday Night Raw, and then we'll have like 3 episodes. That'll be cool.
All right, cool.
All right, man. Well, listen, guys, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. We really, really need you guys to subscribe, especially if you're on Spotify. Tell your friends. Give us a review. That's how people find us on the algorithm. We will be doing more episodes of, you know, Salam Weekly. We love doing them every Sunday. We're always 10:30 p.m. Eastern. You can join us in the chat. We reply to every comment that people leave. And we'll also be on Instagram. And yes, geography is awesome. We love geography. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us. And until next time, Salam, nerds.
Peace.